With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Wholesale price increases in the U.S. eased in July.
The Labor Department reports its producer price index rose 0.1% from June to July and 2.2% from a year earlier. Excluding food and energy prices, so-called core wholesale prices were unchanged from June and up 2.4% from July of 2023. The increases were milder than forecasters had expected and were nearly consistent with the Fed's 2% inflation target.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the latest figures suggesting that inflation pressures are further cooling as the Federal Reserve moves closer to cutting interest rates, likely beginning next month. Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. says Iran could launch a strike on Israel as soon as this week. The White House says the U.S. and its allies are preparing for a significant set of attacks from either Iran or its proxies. National Security Spokesman John Kirby says President Biden is confident the U.S. has the capability to defend Israel should it come to that. Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar faces a repeat primary challenge today in Minnesota. Julie Walker has more.
Progressive Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar, a sharp critic of how Israel has conducted the war in Gaza, is trying to avoid the fate of two of her closest allies in the squad who lost their primaries. She's defending her Minneapolis area 5th district seat against a repeat challenge from former city council member Don Samuels. In Minnesota's main statewide race on the ballot, conservative populist and former NBA player Royce White facing a more conventional GOP candidate, Navy veteran Joe Frazier. The winner will challenge Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. Tim Walz has a problem with the First Amendment.
Kamala Harris' vice presidential running mate says the amendment is, quote, no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech. Legal scholars point out that he's simply wrong on the face of it. But some religious leaders wonder what the Minnesota governor means by misinformation or hate speech. Does that cover Bible passages that condemn homosexuality? What does Walz really want to prevent Americans from being able to say? Michael Harrington, SRN News.
13 books have been banned from all public schools in Utah. It's the first wave of bans expected under a new law that prohibits books with pornographic or indecent material to be made available in school libraries and classrooms. Across the country, book challenges and bans have risen to the highest levels in decades as parents have become aware of what their children are being exposed to. Public and school-based libraries have been inundated with complaints. This is SRN News. Authorities in Africa on the verge of declaring a public health emergency in response to a new outbreak of the highly infectious disease, Mpox. The BBC's Simi Lajauer show says the Democratic Republic of Congo is ground zero.
Doctors have been alarmed by the speed at which the new strand of Mpox, known as Clade 1B, has spread. The infection jumps between people through close contact and causes lesions and flu-like symptoms, but can be fatal. Cases have surged in the Democratic Republic of Congo, with 27,000 since last year and more than 1,000 deaths. The disease has also spread to Kenya, Rwanda, Burundi, and the Central African Republic.
Bulgarian authorities saying they've seized about 960 pounds of heroin at the Black Sea port of Burgas. It was headed to Greece. Officials estimate the drug haul valued at nearly $38 million. More details at SRNnews.com.